Text, the pillars of creation and the interplay of stars and dust. The horizontal disk of our Milky Way galaxy. Text, visible light.
The luminous band of our Milky Way galaxy stretches across the night sky.
Dark wisps cross the galaxy disk.
It is a contrasting combination of bright starlight and dark dust lanes.
Text, infrared light.
Stars along the pancake-like disk are seen in short-wavelength infrared light.
Stars densely cluster around the center of the Milky Way.
While long-wavelength infrared light features the dense dust clouds,
the flat disk turns bright yellow surrounded by fiery orange material. Text, visible light.
These dark dust clouds are places where new stars can form.
Slow zoom into brown wispy clouds with spots glowing in pink light.
Newborn hot stars heat the dust clouds, and their cores glow brightly.
Close in on one pink area shows an orange nebula with a blue center.
The Eagle Nebula is the birthplace of a cluster of luminous young stars.
Infrared light overlay, green filaments around a pink core.
Infrared light can trace the dusty skeleton of the nebula.
X-ray light overlay. Central dots glow purple.
And X-ray observations reveal over 1,000 stars in the central cluster.
Overlays fade. Zoom on visible light image.
The largest stars in the cluster emit strong stellar winds and energetic radiation, which stream across the nebula and shape the iconic pillars of creation.
White ripples emanate from stars, the image now more blue. A structure with three vertical shapes sits in the center.
Made famous by the Hubble Space Telescope using visible light, the pillars are equally amazing in the infrared view of the Webb Space Telescope.
Image changes from infrared to visible.
Examining their structure in three dimensions, they separate into individual clouds.
Text, infrared light. The pillars consist of wispy orange and rust-colored clouds. Text, visible light.
The right pillar is closest and is backlit by the star's intense radiation.
The first pillar passes by.
Glowing ionized gas streams away from the pillars.
Green haze floats around the pillars. Text, infrared light. The haze is bluish.
The infrared view of the central pillar reveals vibrant evidence of an embedded protostar.
The top of the pillar glows red.
The top of the left pillar is directly bombarded by energetic starlight.
Text, visible light.
Dense pockets of dust resist the erosion and create narrow, finger-like peaks.
Protrusions emanate from the pillar.
Lower down, jets from a newborn star shoot away from a peak.
Greenish light drifts away from the pillar, blue and infrared light.
The semi-transparent body of the pillar lies in the shadow of the dense top.
Blue shows through the dusty orange body.
A newborn star blazes at the end of this peak, underscoring the nickname, Pillars of Creation.
A small red single point of light glows at the end of a peak.
Stars form in these dusty pillars.
We back away from the pillars.
The dusty pillars are shaped by emissions from young stars.
Pale blue surrounds them.
The young stars form within giant dust clouds.
Orange and brown clouds envelop the pillars.
Dust clouds and stars are strewn across the plane of our galaxy. The interplay of stars and dust creates cosmic structures on many scales.
Credits: Universe of Learning, NASA, Space Telescope Science Institute, Caltech IPAC, JPL, Center for Astrophysics.